This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The westbound Beltline was shut down for hours last night after a crash. It happened at about 7 near Fish Hatchery Road. Madison police say a car hit a pedestrian and the pedestrian died. The scene was blocked off for about 3 hours, causing massive traffic backups. Now, authorities are trying to figure out why that person was walking on the Beltline in the first place. Some UW-Madison students are being investigated for last week's protest at a Board of Regents meeting. UWPD says the protesters interrupted the meeting with chants, yelling, and were eventually removed. 19 people were arrested, but no citations were written. That may not be the end of it, though. The campus chapters of Students for Justice in Palestine and Young Democratic Socialists are being investigated by the Office of Student Conduct and Community Standards. It's the latest in months-long tension between student protesters supporting Palestine and UW administration. And Wisconsin schools are getting more money to support students' mental health. Here's Derek Tritz.
The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction was recently awarded a $10 million federal grant to improve youth mental health services. Specifically, this money will help with the staffing of school counselors, psychologists, and social workers by expanding the barrier for entry and delivery models of these services. The grant was awarded by the U.S. Department of Education through its 2024 School-Based Mental Health Professionals Grant Program and is set to last 5 years. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction was one of 22 grant recipients across the nation to receive funding through this grant.
Meanwhile, Superintendent Jill Underley has proposed a huge jump in school funding. A large portion of that increase would go towards student mental health, but it still has to be approved by the legislature. The U.S. Supreme Court has declined to hear a Wisconsin case about school policies on gender. It all started when the Eau Claire Area School District updated their policy to say that if a child wants to be addressed by a different name or pronoun, staff would respect that and would not have to notify parents without the student's consent. Advocates for LGBTQIA youth say that can protect queer kids whose families may not understand them. But a group of parents represented by the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty sued the school district. They claim the policy usurps their rights as parents. Luke Berg, representing the families who filed that lawsuit.
This can do harm to children, and in our view, that's why parents need to be involved.
Meanwhile, Haley Archer, attorney for the Wisconsin ACLU, says it's not a black and white issue.
I believe one of the reasons that this question is debated is because it is complex. We're balancing the rights of parents, we're balancing the rights of schools, we're balancing the rights of students. And ultimately, the safety of the student is, in my opinion, the most important of these rights.
The Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health reports nearly half of LGBTQIA youth in the state seriously consider suicide. Nationally, those rates drop significantly for trans and non-binary kids who feel accepted at home, according to the Trevor Project. Now, this lawsuit had been dismissed twice before. Judges said while the parents are genuinely concerned, the policy has not impacted them or their kids, so the suit had no standing. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty tried again. They asked the U.S. Supreme Court to take the case. The nation's highest court only accepts less than 1% of the cases that are referred to it. And as it turns out, this is the rule, not the exception. The U.S. Supreme Court announced that it had rejected the parents' appeal, meaning they would not hear the case and the rulings from the lower courts stand. So there's really nowhere else for the case to go. And the price of eggs has risen about 30% this year. A dozen eggs cost $2.52 in January, and now the national average is $3.37. And at least partially responsible for that is bird flu. Across the country, the virus has killed more than 100 million chickens, and three-quarters of them were egg layers. Ron Keene, poultry specialist with UW Extension.
You know, we had kind of had a reprieve over summer, at least decrease. Now with cooler weather and the migration of birds, we've had kind of an uptick. The Midwest has been fairly fortunate. A lot of outbreaks have been on the West Coast this fall.
Of course, right now it's baking season. Cookies, cakes, pies, demand for eggs is high. And at some spots here in Madison, supply has been limited. In some places, you might even be able to find organic eggs and non-organic eggs for the same price. Pretty much since the pandemic started, it's been kind of a roller coaster for egg prices. and our oldest Wisconsinite has died, Lisa Hale reports.
Wisconsin's oldest known living resident has passed away. Ruth Aunt Esther Strzuski passed away on November 29th. She was 112 years old. Family members say she passed away in her sleep at Parkview Health Center in Oshkosh.
Her family said she had a positive attitude and loved to travel. They say now she can join her husband. They were married for 66 years. Her funeral services are this weekend up in Oshkosh. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Badgers losing their quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Badgers starting quarterback, Tyler Van Dyke, has announced he's entered the transfer portal. Van Dyke suffered a torn ACL in his right knee, week three, ending his season. He was replaced by Braden Locke. Wisconsin has hired a new offensive coordinator, 58-year-old Jeff Grimes, most recently with Kansas. NBA, the Bucks host the Magic tonight in Milwaukee. It's an NBA Cup quarterfinal game. Major League Baseball meetings underway in Dallas. The Brewers say that Christian Yelich, making progress from his back surgery. Manager Pat Murphy on shortstop Willie Adames leaving the team in free agency after signing with the Giants.
Willie, the guy can play, man. You want the ball hit to him in a big situation. You want him at the plate. He plays every day and you want him up in every big situation. He's proven it time and time again. That's who he is. He loves it. He revels in it. I mean, we've lost a lot. We lost Burns. We lost Hader in the recent years. But losing this guy. Woo.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're a moviegoer who likes Thanksgiving leftovers, you probably found something to enjoy at the movies this past weekend. Only one new release was able to crack the top five, and only three flicks cracked the top 10. In first place, to no one's surprise, was Moana 2, which pulled in another $52 million in its second weekend in theaters. Coming in second place was Wicked, with a $34 million haul and $320 million take worldwide. And in third place is Gladiator 2, with $12.5 million. Indian action mystery thriller Pushpa 2, The Rule, brought in almost $10 million on just 1,200 screens to grab fourth place. Red One took fifth place. A24's latest, Y2K, pulled in a disappointing $2 million in its first weekend release, good for eighth place. A re-release of Christopher Nolan's Interstellar took sixth place with $4.5 million on only 165 screens nationwide. There should be some big box office activity this coming week with the release of a new Lord of the Rings film. Nominations for the Golden Globes were announced Monday, and Variety is reporting that in the film category, Emilia Perez leads the way with 10 nominations. The musical stars Zoe Saldana and Selena Gomez and is being called a drug cartel musical. Intrigued? I am. The film is available on Netflix. Not too far behind with 7 nominations, including Best Picture, is The Brutalist, a brutally long 3.5-hour drama set in post-war Europe starring Adrian Brody, Felicity Jones, and Guy Pearce, all three of whom are nominated for their acting chops. Focus Features Conclave pulled in 6 nominations, including for Best Picture and Best Screenplay, as well as acting nominations for cast members Ralph Fiennes and Isabella Rossellini. The Bear continues to dominate award shows on the little screen with 5 nominations. Only Murders in the Building and Shogun received 4 nominations each. If you don't know who Dick Van Dyke is, here is a perfect opportunity to learn. Just Google his name or Coldplay All My Love. Coldplay frontman Chris Martin sings and plays the piano while the legendary Dick Van Dyke, star of The Dick Van Dyke Show, Mary Poppins, and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, sings and dances while reflecting on his 98-year-old life. Great little video if you're looking to practice gratitude and want to be entertained. Keira Knightley says the iconic cue card scene in Love Actually was creepy. The actress was just 17 at the time and supposed to be married to Chiwetel Ejiofor, who was 10 years older than her, and it was Andrew Lincoln, even older, who shows up at her door trying to woo her with cue cards. The scene is being looked at now as stalkerish. True, yeah. But also, how do you cast an underage 17-year-old as a newlywed? This season, be sure to check out Love Predatorially. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy today with a high right around 30 this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 20. Tomorrow some light snow showers. It'll be windy with falling temperatures. We'll be in the low single digits by late tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Temperature now 29.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.